we worship you, Father.
You hear it everywhere.
Take your seat in the presence and lift up your right hand. A sweet anointing in this place, and I know
there.
thou sweet, sweet Spirit, give it me. all thy glory might be. All thy glory might be to God. Lift up your two hands. All thy glory must be. All thy glory must be to the Lord. Let the heart have. I see the move of the Spirit of God breaking enemy conspiracies, satanic networks. Lift up your two hands. Whisper the name Jesus. Again. That's right. Let your power flow.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Declare that. That's right.
That's right. That's right. He's taking his position in your life. He's displacing the enemy. Displacing the devil. Displacing the devil. Displacing the altars of darkness. The altars of witchcraft and wickedness. In your life. In our lives. In our land. In our nation. He's displacing the altars of darkness. Bashatagalayadabalayabahashaya. All the glory must be, all the glory must be.
That witchcraft attack, that network of spider, that satanic pressure over your life, that thing pressing down your life and pressing down your destiny. Today, the yoke is broken in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Master. Thank you, Father.
Let today be a defining moment in the life of somebody. Take your seat quietly if you can.
So I rise to your rest and be blessed. I pray as we go.
Oh, brother, and the
this place.
As your presence fills our life, Father, we ask for peace over this land. Endureth but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I see joy come this morning. I see joy come for our nation. I see joy come for our families. Jesus' name. Thieves of joy. This will be like part 3 if we did 1 and 2 last Sunday. And our objective is to understand those forces that steal our joy. Like we all know, we live in a world today where joy has become a very scarce commodity. Very scarce. Especially in Nigeria today. Genuine, authentic joy is under attack. From where? I'd like to itemize 4 areas from where joy can come under attack. Number 1, from enemy forces of darkness and wickedness. Enemy forces of darkness and wickedness. He said, weeping may endure for a night. That is dark. But joy comes in the morning. So darkness and wickedness, they are synonymous with joylessness. He said in Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. He said, therefore rejoice ye heavens and ye that dwell in them. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that his time is short. The devil is doing overtime to ensure that joy disappears from the earth. From where does joy come under attack? Second, from human agents of wickedness and destruction. You have human beings, agents of wickedness and destruction. I was talking with someone the other day, and the person said, it looks like there are some people, until people cry, they are not happy. They rejoice in the pains of others. That was the kind of person that Haman was, the enemy and the adversary of the Jews. In Esther chapter 6 verse 4, all the way to verse 6, and the king said, who is in the court now? Haman was there. And then go ahead, verse 5. And the king's servant said unto, verse 6. All right, I think can you go back up to chapter 5, verse 4 to 6? And Esther answered, if it seem good unto the king. So Esther chapter 5 verse 4 to 6. Let the king and Haman come this day unto the banquet that I have prepared for him. And then the king said, cause Haman. And then verse 6. And the king said unto Haman at the banquet of Haman, what is thy petition? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? Even to behalf of the kingdom it shall be performed. And then answered Esther and said, my petition and my request is, if I have found favor. Go ahead. I think I missed up something. Haman was not happy until the Jews were sad. The joy of Haman is the sadness of the Jews. I think I missed it. It was chapter 7. Esther said in verse 6, he said, and Esther said, the adversary and the enemy is this wicked Haman. His wickedness and badness was for the elimination of the Jews. Human agents of wickedness. We have plenty of them in our nation. The pain of people is their joy. I'm sure you watched with dismay how materials that were meant for relief during the COVID period was stacked in warehouses with suffering, masses suffering, and with wicked people, wicked, wicked at heart, keeping food meant sufferers. The approach by which the materials eventually went to the people is completely upside down. They refused to give to the people by choice, so the people took by force. Wrong approach that can bring the nation into a realm of disorder, breakdown of law and order that may be difficult to control because of wicked human beings. Some more wicked than the devil, more wicked than animals. Why we put ourselves under pressure? We distributed palliatives almost 5 times during the lockdown. All manner. Somebody brought me personal food at home. I told them to take it to the church and let it be distributed from the church. That is, he brought it. He bought box loads of food and said, for your family. I said, no, my family and I don't need this. There are people suffering. Give it to the people. Wicked. Keeping it till 2023, according to what some people say, to use it for campaign. Give people peanuts and then ask for vote. And when these retired, expired cargoes are talking of 2023, I'm wondering what they are talking about. Expired, retired, recycled cargoes. All of them the same thing. From one party they jump to another. From another they jump to another. The same expired people. Are killing people, you say 2023. So this hell should continue till 2023. God forbid. And beyond 2023. God forbid. I'm sorry I deviated from my message. What shall he profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul? All the people who stole millions and billions who are dead now, what is the benefit of the money to them? Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Nation in pain, nation in sorrow. People are not able to smile. Forcing people. Somebody called what is happening and says self-help criminality. People trying to help themselves with and then turned almost criminal, literally criminal in the attempt to help themselves, since the powers that be can't help them. Human agents of wickedness. There are people when they lead you, you celebrate. There are others when they lead you, that is sentence of frustration. We don't have any. God bless Nigeria with mineral resources, human resources, very high, heavy quality population, human resources, physical resources, natural resources, mineral resources, even spiritual resources. Biggest churches in the world, largest congregation, whatever in the world. No natural disasters. You don't hear of earthquakes. You don't hear of tsunamis. You don't hear of volcanoes. Only disaster we have is leadership disaster. Leadership disaster. We have been cursed with bad leaders, but the curse is broken. Bad, wicked people. Bad, wicked people. Carry young men, send them as thugs to go and be killed. Why don't you send your son as the number one thug? Until your child is a thug, you haven't started. I hear what I'm saying here. But in every bad land, there are good people. And there are good people in this land. And I believe that God will help us. Human agents of wickedness and destruction. The Haman kind of people. Number three, such from where joy can come under attack is from personal actions or inactions. Personal actions or inactions. Psalm 51 and in verse 12, he said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. So I did some things that took away my joy. So there are things we do or things we fail to do that can take away our joy. Those three sources are causes of joy attack. Well, let me give some therapies now. And what is the wisdom? What wisdom do we employ to handle this causes of joy attack? Number one, connect with God and make him alone the source of your joy. Connect with God. Make him alone the source of, because if we wait for people, you die of frustration. Connect with God and make him alone the source of your joy. The Bible said in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 4, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Not rejoice in your house or in your car or in the government or in the system. Rejoice in the Lord. Number two, resist every attempt of the enemy to steal or destroy your joy by the word of God and the power of the Spirit. Resist every attempt of the enemy to steal or destroy your joy by the word of God and by the power of the Spirit. The Bible said in James chapter 4 verse 7, it said, Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Satan, you can't tamper with my joy. Satan, my joy is not for sale. You resist the devil. You resist every attempt of the enemy to keep you in depression, to keep you in sorrow, to keep you mourning. You resist. Number three, refuse to allow the activities of wicked people to control your joy. You refuse to allow the activities of wicked people to control your joy. Refuse to allow your joy to be at the mercy of people's actions. Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas had been beaten blue and black, like they say, their backs bleeding. In verse 25 and 26, despite what they did against them, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. The prisoners heard them. They rose up. They were not going to wait and continue to lament what the people did against them or what the people didn't do against them. They rose up. Beloved, don't sit down with anger and frustration at what your father did or couldn't do for you, or what your mother did or couldn't do for you, or what the government did or couldn't do for you. Let us refuse to allow the activities of other people, wicked people, to control our joy. Refuse it. And number four, avoid actions that attack your joy and embrace actions that fuel your joy. That is, things that yourself do, the things that you do yourself or you fail to do that may make you lose your joy, avoid them. Avoid them and embrace those things. In Psalm 32 verse 11, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous. And shout for joy. Shout for joy. All ye that are upright in heart. Someone say aloud, amen. Amen. Having said all of that, what are the thieves of joy to avoid? Avoid. Number one, the lack of clear vision and goals for life. The lack of clear visions and goals for life. Matthew chapter 6 verse 22 to 23. He said, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is single, your body shall be full of light. And you know light is synonymous with joy. Joy cometh with the light. Joy cometh in the morning means joy cometh with the light. I'd like you to note this down as we proceed. That vision brings brightness and sunshine. Or visions and goals bring brightness and sunshine to life. Brightness and sunshine. People with visions, people with goals, they have sunshine in their soul. They have brightness in their life. On the other hand, the absence of clear visions and goals bring darkness and depression to life. What am I doing with my life? Which direction am I facing? What impact do I want to make or create?
Let me tell you this. As simple as it is to wake up in the morning and itemize what you want to do that day, as simple as that is. Number one, pray for so and so length of time. Number two, study so and so passage of script, verse of scripture. Number three, get one chapter or two chapters of that book finished. Number three, settle down to plan on this or that. Number four, and you itemize those things 1, 2, 3, and by the time the day is passing and you are ticking them off, confirming that your day was not a wasted day, it brings sunshine to life. It brings brightness to life. One of the first things my wife knew me with before we married, when we were still in courtship, was the fact that I appeared every day with a to-do list per day. She said to me that she cannot forget that. That it was not possible to just enter into the day and start living. What do you have time for if goal is not there? What use is a football match without goal post? You move, you want to score, no goal post, you move back. Frustration. As simple as that is, you are going to get married. What is the goal and the vision of that marriage? We had a clear vision and a clear goal. It was written at the back of our wedding card, our vision for the home. That this family will be a representation of the love relationship between Christ and the church. And so forth and so on. Clearly stated. The lack of clear visions and goals. You wake up in the morning, you are pursuing nothing. Your life is dull. There is nothing at the end of the day that shows you that you lived a fulfilled life that day. The lack of clear visions and goals for life. Number two, the lack of personal development. The lack of personal development. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 4 and in verse 18, it said, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Go ahead, verse 19. But the way of the wicked, that is the one whose path is not progressing, is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Let me just say this simple fact first, and I'll say the second in the second service. Personal development is key to personal fulfillment. As far as life, it is a law. Personal development is key to personal fulfillment. There is nothing as disastrous and as depressing as the feeling of being left behind. Very important. There are those who have just practically abandoned their lives. They have finished schooling. And they have also finished learning. That is wrong. You may stop schooling, but never stop learning. Learning is a lifelong process. I was not born playing saxophone. I was not born singing as I do. I was not born as a doctor. There are several things that I have seen in my life's journey. That came along the way. A wise man said, if you cannot fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you cannot walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving. Just keep on moving. That was Isaac Newton. If you cannot fly, run. If you cannot run, walk. If you can't walk, at least crawl. What is an abomination is to stay on the same spot. Keep on moving. Read a book, read a chapter, read a verse. Learn something, learn a skill. Improve yourself in one area or the other. How many of you understand
the joy of graduation. You remember the day your POP, when you passed through academy, and then it was now your passing out parade. Wow. The joy, the jubilation, the celebration. And then, oh, it's all over. You have just passed through all these rigors and now you are out with your one star on your shoulder. And then all of a sudden the sergeant you are just saluting now salutes you back. Do you understand that now? Just 30 minutes ago you saw the sergeant, you say, good morning, sir. Now they place one star on his shoulder. The sergeant say, good morning, sir. He just changed on the spot. You remember the joy you had when you finished medical school and you came past medicine, past surgery, and you looked at the note, and people jump, they scream, high five, it's all over. It's all over. That's a very popular, because that's the slogan. It is all over. It's all, the joy is unbelievable. And all of a sudden you just have your stethoscope on your neck and you are just marching. You are finished. No lecturer will look down on you anymore. You are just through. You are through with them. You are his professional colleague right now. It's not just your lecturer, you are colleagues. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? That is the joy of personal development. It applies to every phase of life. That day that you clinch that you finally achieved that vision, or you did that thing, and when your life continues like that, just continuously moving forward, there is nothing that can give you more joy than the fact that your life does not remain on the same spot. Am I communicating at all? When you become chartered accountant, and now you know you are no longer shattered or battered, but chartered. Hallelujah. I prophesy upon somebody here, the discipline of development, that discipline be released upon you right now. That discipline be released upon you right now. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. There are people, take your seat, that are feeling so inferior because they feel, oh, I didn't go to school. It's not too late. Do you know that if you are 30 years old now and you start primary one, from at 30, by the time you are 52, you will have PhD. Hello? How many people have PhD at the age of 52? Not many. So it's never too late to be right. It's never too late to do the right thing. And right now, there is open university and all manner of online schooling where you don't have to leave one thing to, in order to go full time to school. Very, very important. Very, very important. The lack of personal development, it ties people down. Number three is focus on what is lacking. Or what is not working. When you focus on what is lacking or what is not working around you, it attacks your joy. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17, popular scripture said, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Write this down. To focus on what you don't have or what is not working is to kill the joy you have. When you focus on what you don't have or on what is not working, you kill any joy you have. I'd like you to note, no matter how bad it is, there is something working. If you say nothing is working, your hand is working. That's why you are writing. There is somebody whose hand is not working. I prayed for a footballer some years ago who came in a wheelchair. And he said, pastor, professional footballer playing at Premier League or something. He said, Pastor, it was when I lost the ability to move my leg that I realized the value of legs. He didn't know. In our place, they say that kitchen knife, that knife that is beside the fireplace, you don't know its value. Until one day you want to scrape yam, you can't find it. You don't know it. You don't. It's always there. It's always there. It's a humble, available servant. Please, no matter what is not working in your life, something is working. What you focus on multiplies. I'll talk about that later on. So, begin to look at what you have and appreciate God for what you have, and don't focus, I'm not yet married. I don't yet have a child. Just identify all the things you have and appreciate and focus on them. And what you don't have will be taken care of by God. I'll talk about this. When Jesus saw the thousands, he focused on what he had. 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And that brought everybody joy. Focus on what is lacking. And finally, number 4 is focus on self. Focus on self. You note this down as I round off. A life focused on self is a life settled for misery, both in this life and in the life to come. A life that is focused on self is a life that is settled for misery. We have a lot of miserable rich men in this country. Very miserable. No benefit to nobody. We have people who have been in power 8 years, some 10 years, some 15 years, some 16 years, some 20 years. If you go to some places in this country and travel on some roads, you won't believe that some people came from such places. I'm not talking of far from here. I'm talking about anything 100 kilometers, 200 from where we are now. Place where I'm almost going to identify. You have once been a president of the country and been a president. And no road to your village, no road to your own home. For your own people, what a liability. No road to state capital. Journey of 1 hour becomes 3 hours. Terrible bad road. Those are the kind of people. And inside that place, there is mansion. Inside the roadless road. What kind of human beings are these? If a mother gave you breast, you should have human feeling. If you don't feel for the people, feel for yourself and your children. Do you understand what I'm saying? I heard that one of those people was passing their own road one day. Terrible road, armed robbers blocked the whole road. He himself turned back with his entourage. He turned back. Okay, go now. You are once a military person of might. You can't follow your road now. Because if you defecate in your room, you have to coexist with the smell. Take your seat. Are you hearing what I'm saying there today? In life, it's a miserable life. It is self-centered, generational epidemic of self-centeredness that is the reason for the crisis we are having right now. But the easiest way to get anything is to give it. Give. The Bible says it shall be given to you. Luke chapter 6 verse 38. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaking together. Running over. Men, the easiest way. Let's come to the point where for a while you just looked beyond yourself. And found out from the other person, how are you doing? How are you faring? How is life with you? Everything okay with you? Somebody say amen. Look, just look beyond yourself. This whole world does not revolve around you. Look beyond yourself. Pay attention to somebody's need. Pay attention to somebody's issue. It will make joy. Just explode joy in your heart. I was with the children at our school yesterday, the Destiny Christian Academy, in the night. After I finished work here, I went there to see them at their dinner place by 7 p.m. and interacted with them till about 8 o'clock or thereabout. And I was just free and enjoying myself among them. Oh, excuse me, sir. There is one of our friends who is not well. Can you lay hands on her for us? Oh, why not? Let's go. Tomorrow is service, so. But I'm there distributing the joy, mercy, and also renewing my youth. Because association brings assimilation. Many of us, we are so busy. There are people who have been sitting in church with people. The person near you on the seat, you people sit together for donkey years. You don't know their name. You don't know what they do for a living. You don't know anything. 12 o'clock face. Sister, how are you? God bless you. Where are you rushing to? Anything spoiled? Calm down. Calm down. It is well. It's well. The weight of the world is not on your life. It's not because of you. Devil was created. In that. Somebody say louder, amen. And I announce to somebody here today, every pressure of your life that has made you not to have time for any other person around your life, I declare the dissolution of that pressure now. This is my counsel again. First wisdom, and then this is final counsel. Number one, avoid every level of congested or overbusy schedule that disconnects you from God. Any level of congested or over busy schedule that disconnects you from God. Anything. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Psalm 16 verse 11. Authentic joy is in his presence. Anything. Anything that disconnects your relationship with God, avoid it. Second, avoid every action or inaction that disconnects you from the joy of the Lord. Every action or inaction. Psalm 51 verse 12. It said, restore to me the joy of my salvation, which means the joy was lost. Every action or inaction that disconnects you from the joy of the Lord, avoid it. And I believe that the Lord shall help us. It is our month of joy, and no devil shall steal our joy. Is there anybody blessed here this morning? Are you blessed at all?
Then you stand on your feet with a loud shout of joy. Take your seat 1 minute so you can do it very well. Now jump on your feet with a louder shout of joy. Lift up your two hands and let's appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. The I am that I am. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. Thank you because you are God. Because you are God. Besides you, there is none else. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Three more times.
The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord.
Now.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Exactly two more times.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
One more time.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord.
He gives me living water, and I thirst no more. He gives me living water, and I thirst no more. He gives me living water, and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Everybody sing the joy.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
The joy of the Lord.
Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, I thank you today because nothing shall steal my joy. I refuse for anything to steal my joy. I reject
every pressure
from hell to steal
my joy.
Nothing shall steal
my joy.
Every demon of depression.
No place in my life.
On your mind.
Get set.
Shout go.
Open
your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and in verse 16. He said, now the Lord of peace himself give us in Nigeria peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. Listen. The situation we are in now is a very effective platform for complete breakdown of law and order.
I'm sure you heard of attacks on police people, where some police people lost their lives. I'm sure you heard that. If the kind of situation go on like that, there may be a tendency for security to pull back and just watch. And if that happens, that is anarchy. That is war. That is even among the people on the road looting. They will be killing each other to steal the loot from the next person. Before you know it, the whole nation is neatly in flames. That's where the devil wants to drive this thing to. Jehovah, let this not be. Give us peace by all means. If anybody need to perish out in this situation, it is those who created the situation. Not citizens. Not helpless people. Not law enforcement people. Those who created the problem. Anybody who has a hand in creating the situation we are in Nigeria, those are the people the problem should land on. The whole nation cannot be sacrificed because of a few people. The whole nation cannot be sacrificed. The peace of the nation, if it is in some civilized places, some people would have resigned since. Since we are unable to handle this situation. We are unable to handle the land. We are unable to control security. We are unable to control this. We hands off. Not for where? Not in this country. In this country, people may rule from their grave. This country. It's a wonder country. Lift up your hands and say, Father, in this season, we make demands on peace. Peace in Nigeria. By all means. By all means. At all costs. Father, give us peace. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Peace. Precious name. The Lord answered us. Please, this is the time we need to pray more than we have ever prayed. As individuals, as a church, departments, prayer teams and prayer groups. Let this thing not degenerate into disaster, into anarchy. And let's not say, oh, we are waiting for foreign people to come help us. They may help. But when they helped in some countries, 1 million people have died already. Before the help came, am I communicating? Millions. After some of them have sold weapons for people to kill themselves first. But it will never be our portion. Did you hear what I just said? Some of the countries that the underdeveloped countries are depending on for help. Some of them sell the weapons to the people to kill themselves first. Before they come later. Before they went to one country in Africa, over 1 million people have been killed of one tribe already. Over 1 million. It will never be our portion. Father, we ask for mercy and we ask for intervention. In the name that is above every name, we ask for mercy. We ask for help. We ask for intervention in our nation and in our land. In Jesus' name, lift up your hands everywhere. Today I take authority over every demon of depression. Over every demon pressing your life down. Spirit of addiction. That frontal headache. That blocked ear. That growth in your system. Is cursed to its roots now. I prophesy fruitfulness to that woman trusting God for the fruit of the womb. The spirit of death looking for somebody in your family. That spirit of death is arrested and returned back to hell. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Lift your hands high up. While we are in this position, it is very, very crucial for anybody who is in need of surrender to Jesus to carry your Bibles and carry your bags and quickly rush to the front. You want to make your way right with Jesus. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation means if I step out of salvation, I lose my joy. I'll give you the count of seven. Don't be the last person to come. I want to be genuinely born again. I want to give my life to Jesus. I give you the count of seven. One.
Father, draw me near.
Two. The rest of us, take your seat. God bless you. Three.
My song every day.
Father, draw me near. Four.
Draw me near.
Keep coming. Five. My song every day.
Draw me near.
Six. My song every day.
Father, draw me near.
My song every day.
Father, draw me nearer.
Nine. Ten. My song every day. I count again.
Father, draw me nearer.
Draw me nearer
to
thee. Everywhere you are in this assembly, you are bound by substance use. Alcoholism, tobacco smoking. You are bound by every form of immoral bondage. Anything that has chained your life down. Gambling, betting. Quickly, pick your Bibles and your bags and rush to the front. I have been trying to help myself. I haven't been able. I need God to help me. If that is your case, quickly rush forward.
One. I surrender.
Two.
Three. I surrender all. Four. Unto thee. Unto thee, Lord. Blessed Savior.
I surrender all.
I surrender all.
I surrender all.
I surrender
all.
Blessed
Savior,
I surrender all.
Place your right hand on your chest, every one of you standing, and lift up your other hand. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided. All right, let me wait for those running forward.
Lord, I give you my heart.
I give you my soul. I live for you alone.
Every step that I take, every moment I'm away.
Have your way. Have your way.
Everybody sing.
Lord,
I give you my heart.
I give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
I live for you.
I live for you alone.
Every breath that I
every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Have your way in me.
All right, now pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Help to live for you, to do your will. I receive it now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen.